Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Dusty out there. Well, I'm glad I got here in time to welcome all my compadres to Western Wednesday, part of the Radio Memories Network. Well, enough with that stuff. Let's get along with this week's episode of Western Wednesday.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want a ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. All that I can say is, come on, Trigger, let's be on our way.
Well, that Roy Rogers, he sure could carry a tune. This is part two of Dr. Six Gun, Immigrant Settler, from October 21st, 1954.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy, his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless West of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
I am Pablo the Peddler. In my back are many things. Trinkets of Spanish silver, a soul for a bride, a shroud for a widow, balm for an aching heart, a potion for young lovers. My place of business is the open road, the back of a mule, anywhere along the thousands of miles that make up the Indian territory.
Midnight.
No, I haven't forgotten you, old crow. Oh, excuse me, black raven. This talking raven is my business partner, Midnight. Between us, we have seen our share of strange things. Albert, there was the time when my good friend Doc Sixgun had to cure an epidemic. a strange disease which infects men whose heart is filled with hatred. The first sign of the sickness was revealed when I was peddling my wares at the home of an immigrant settler.
Well, sit down, Mr. Peddler, sit down.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey, Irma, pour Mr. Peddler a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah,
thank you, but I...
Nonsense. The best Norwegian May wine.
Well, a drop, perhaps.
In this desert, we do not often have visitors.
Well, perhaps I can interest you in a few trinkets. My assistant will open my pack.
Assistant?
This intelligent raven here. Watch. Midnight.
Hello.
More than that. Midnight. Untie the pack.
He's being difficult.
Midnight. If you wish to continue as my business associate, open the pack.
No.
Perhaps if we offer him some wine. Here, old friend, drink. All right, now the pack.
Well, that is better.
How wonderful.
Now, what have we here? Fine lace from Spain. Good gingham from Philadelphia.
I am afraid, Mr. Peddler, we do not have the money to buy trinkets.
Oh,
we are only a short while here, and the rocks still hold a mortgage to our land.
Oh, well, you select what you like. I will stop by in a month or a year, and if you can pay, well and good. If not, Pablo extends unlimited credit to honest folk.
In a month or a year, my
Someone wishes to get inside very urgently.
Look out the window, Irma.
Oh, it is they for my men on horses. They are mad. Fight the pillowcase.
Open up, corner.
They have guns, me.
Open the door.
Please, no!
Give me my rifle. Now, open the door.
What do you want?
You and Nils Larsen?
Yeah?
Who are they?
My wife, Irma. This gentleman is a peddler who happened to stop. Now, will you tell me who you are?
Stand back against the wall, peddler. Shut that bird up.
This peddler is my guest. And this is my house.
Not for long, it ain't.
Who are you? Why do you come to my door with masks?
We're called the Night Riders, farmer. We aim to see that this territory ain't overrun by immigrants and squatters like you folks.
This is free land.
It's free for them we want on it. It don't include your kind.
We have done nothing.
I shouldn't. What are you going to do?
We ain't going to do nothing just now. We're giving you fair warning. You get your family and fixings off this land in a week, or you'd be sorry you ever seen this side of the divide.
Mr. Night Rider, let me tell you something. I came with my family 2,000 miles in the steerage of a boat. I took them across this country by ox cart steering with a rope. It took 6 months. I have worked 16 hours each day to make things grow in these rocks. You think that I am frightened by men who are too cowardly to show their faces?
All right, Charlie, hit him. That's enough for now, Charlie, enough. Maybe that'll teach you we mean business. Let's go, boys.
Oh, Mr. Peddler, do something. His head is bleeding.
His head can be fixed, Mrs. Larson. His heart concerns me more.
Easy now, Nils.
This is Dr. Sixcon, Nils. He's a friend. A very good man.
My head. You'll be all right with a few days' rest. Did you recognize any of the men who did this?
They wore pillowcases over their heads, and they said they would return in a week. We have to leave.
We are staying.
Neil.
We stay. This is our land. God did not make it the special property of those men.
But why us? Why do they single us out?
Because your language is different, or your eyes are blue, or you wear strange clothes. Such men need little excuse. We have traveled many places and seen much of this. Hey, Midnight?
Well, one thing's for sure, something's got to be done. Come on, Pablo.
We're too old, friend.
To see the sheriff at Frenchman's Ford. Let's go.
What can I do, Doc?
You're the sheriff, Jared.
Doc, I'm against this night riding as much as any man, but it's a thing you can't fight. For one thing, they wear pillowcases. You can't identify them.
It shouldn't be hard to find out some names.
Oh, names don't mean a thing. You gotta prove a man was on the spot at the time.
And you could wait for them at Nils Larson's place.
Just me and my deputy?
Well, you can't just sit by and let it continue.
The way I look at it, Doc, the boys are just getting rid of a little steam. Nobody's getting killed.
Somebody might. You've got to stop this stuff.
Doc, you know as well as I do, some of the most respectable men in town are with these night riders. I wouldn't be surprised if Charlie Wilkins down at the bank is one of them.
Look, Jeff, suppose I got you, say, 15 deputies.
15?
Would you put a stop to this night riding?
I would.
All right, Jared. I'm going out to see if I can find 15 decent men in this town. And I expect to be back in an hour.
Fred?
Yes, huh?
You finished the inventory yet?
Yeah, almost, Mary.
I'm going out back, count that new rash of hoeing tools.
Yeah, all right, hon.
See, you finished the inventory before I come back now, kid.
Yes, hon. 17, 18, 19.
Well, hello, Doc.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Fine. How's the general store business?
Can't complain.
Myra feeling better?
Well, she still gets them headaches, but well, you sure fixed her up again. Mighty obliged.
She'll be all right in a few days. This diphtheria is pretty slow healing.
Well, we appreciate your care. Now, if there's anything I can do for you...
Well, maybe there is.
Yeah, anything at all, Doc.
I'm trying to raise some deputies for Jared Schuyler.
And what for?
Remember that trouble we had with night riders about 6 years back?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting up again.
Really?
Yes, they beat up some poor farmer last night, wearing pillowcases and everything, just the way they used to.
You don't say.
Now, I figure if we can raise 10 or 15 men for Jared, he can put a stop to it before it gets out of hand.
You asking me, Doc?
You're a decent man, Fred.
Well, now, Doc, to tell the truth, I ain't as all fired upset about this night riding as you are.
Oh?
Not that I'm for it, you understand, but... Well, if the boys want to get together for a little fun...
You call it fun to threaten a man and his family? To beat them?
Oh, now, Doc, these squatters is going to run all over the whole valley if we just let them come in and settle.
You won't help, huh?
I don't feel the need, Doc. Now, my advice is to you, don't get so upset about it.
I get upset whenever I see suffering, Fred. No matter what form it takes.
Fred, you finished that? Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Miss Graham.
Won't you set a cell?
Oh, thank you. I was just leaving.
Is anything wrong?
I better leave that for Fred to tell you. Okay.
And 22, 23, 24...
What is it? 25, 26... Fred.
Nothing, Myra.
You're lying. I can see it.
I said it was nothing.
Fred Graham, don't you look at me and lie like that. Now, you tell me what it was.
Myra...
You're doing something you shouldn't. I know that look, Fred.
Will you leave me alone? A man's got to have some private thought.
Oh, if you were half the man I thought you were when we were married... Here comes the customer. Now, you take care of him. I'll finish counting the hole.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Kurt.
Warm.
Yeah.
We're riding again tonight.
So soon?
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
You'll be there.
I hadn't planned.
Boys are expecting you.
Well, Kurt, Myra and me...
Well, you ain't gonna let a woman stop you from having a little fun, are you?
Well, it ain't that.
Well, you better show up. You know how we feel when somebody drops out.
What are you gonna do?
A little fun, that's all.
What kind of fun?
We're gonna run somebody out on a rail. One of the boys brings some hot tar and Charlie Wilkins down the banks, killing a chicken for feathers. We'll have quite a time.
I don't know, Kurt. Well, this started out, it was just kind of a lark, but now head-splitting and tar and feathers...
Oh, nobody's really getting hurt bad, Fred, you know that. Besides, we're doing the town a real service.
Yeah, I reckon so. Who is it?
Who's what?
Who are you going to run out on a rail?
The gypsy, Pablo.
Was once in the saddle, I wandered, and I felt a
sense. Hello, Doc.
Well, why so sad, Doc?
I've been out trying to raise a few deputies for Jared Schuyler.
No luck?
Not one.
Oh.
Some of them acted sheepish. I reckon they were doing a little night riding themselves. Others were just plain scared.
Well, this does not exactly increase one's faith in the human species.
No, Pablo, I'm afraid it doesn't. You'd think at least one man would be willing to stick his neck out. Come in.
Good evening, Doctor.
Oh.
May I come in?
By all means, Myra. Headaches again?
You're right, please.
Sit down. You know my friend, Pablo.
Yes. Graham.
Well, now, what's the trouble?
I have something to tell you, Doctor. Something not so nice.
Well?
Well, after you left, that fella came to see Fred. I know something was on Fred's mind, so I... Well, I eavesdropped. They was talking about doing some night riding.
Oh?
Tonight. Gonna run somebody out on the rail. Tar and feathers, too.
Why do you come to me, Myra?
Because I know you want law and order and decency. And so do I.
What do you think I can do?
You'd best do something, Doc. At least warn the man.
All right. Who is it?
Pablo,
here. Well, I am honored. I did not know I was such a menace to these brave men.
Brave men? They're just a big overgrown bully. He thinks he has to be one of the boys or it won't be good for business.
Myra, who was the man who talked to your husband?
Well, I was out back of the store. A familiar voice, though. I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like Kurt Mason.
The deputy?
I wouldn't swear, but it sounded like it. Well, good day, Doctor.
Good day, Myra.
Mrs. Graham, thank you for the warning. Well, old friend, I guess Pablo at midnight had better start packing.
That's what they want, Pablo.
Well, unfortunately, tars and feathers are not very becoming to me.
Pablo, wait a minute. Would you be willing to risk wearing them if it meant a chance to stop this night riding business?
Well, for me, I would be willing, but I will consult Midnight. Where do you see Midnight? He says he already has feathers, and what is a little tar among ravens?
All right, Pablo. Now, here's my plan. This evening, we go down to the Big Notch Saloon.
Yeah.
You go first. Sit down.
What will it be, Pablo?
Barrel whiskey.
Anything for the bird?
Set him up.
Two whiskeys. Ah. Miss business must be pretty good. I don't think I can break a $20 gold piece, Pablo.
Oh, just leave it there.
Ah, here comes a friend of yours.
Doc Sixgun, he is no friend of Pablo.
Huh? Well, I thought you two...
Oh, there you are.
See, here I am.
All right, where's the money?
Money?
The money you took from my bureau.
I am insulted.
You're going to be a lot more insulted if you don't hand it over, you thieving peddler.
You know what I think of your threat.
Why, you miserable...
Oh! Wait, no man slept, Pablo.
Put up the knife, Pablo.
Very bad. You want to fight? Okay.
Bunchy, run, get the sheriff, quick!
Oh, no!
What happened?
This so-called friend of mine turns out to be a thief.
You won't make charges?
Legal? No. I'd rather handle this my own way.
Any way you want, Doc. Just no public fighting.
Get out of my sight, peddler. Go back and pack your boodle. I want you out of my house in 1 hour or there's going to be more trouble.
I will be most happy to go.
You better go with him, Doc. You can't trust them gypsies.
Kurt, if I had my way, I'd turn him over to the night riders. They know how to handle this kind of thing.
Maybe you're right, Doc. Take something like this to make a man see the light sometimes.
Anybody yet?
No, not yet. Perhaps they are afraid of old Pablo, eh?
I don't know. Hey, how's your chin where I hit you?
Oh, not bad. How is your arm?
Well, be all right. For a minute there, I thought you really got mad.
Oh, Pablo enjoys acting. When I was a young man, I was... Shh. Someone comes.
How many?
Four. Five. Nine. Nine of them, all with pillowcases on their heads.
All right, slip out to the barn and make like you're going to saddle up.
See, be careful. I go. Open up.
Hold on. Well, what's up, boys?
We come for the peddler.
Well, step right in.
All right, Doc. Is he here?
He's out in the barn, saddling up his mule.
Don't try to stop us, Doc.
Stop you? After what he did to me? Boys, I'd like you to join me in a glass of blackberry cider before you go.
Wow.
Well, that's mighty hospitable. Well, it's night riding's hot work, isn't it? Yeah, I'll pour it.
That's
mighty
nice.
Ready for everybody.
One of you keep an eye on the barn so you don't sneak off.
Okay, I'll do it.
There you are. One for you.
Thank you.
Here's yours. Just help yourself.
Hey, that looks all right.
Say, it's too bad I don't know who you boys are. I could drink to your health.
All right, drink up. Let's get on with it.
To the brave men who call themselves the Night Riders.
Hey, the peddler, he's getting away.
Come on, boys.
Grab him now, grab him.
Let go, please. Poor old Pablo is doing nothing. Let go.
Hey, Lopes.
Hit him.
You sure fetched him a good one.
Bring him to, Doc. We'll get on with it.
Boys, I'm afraid I can't.
What's wrong?
He's dead.
Huh?
You sure? Sure as I need to be.
Hey, we shouldn't have done this.
I reckon this makes whichever one killed him a murderer.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute.
You all lost your wits. Night riding is one thing, but killing is another.
Now listen to me. Now listen.
Nobody here knows who anybody is. Even them that thinks they know could never identify anybody for sure as long as we all wear masks. Not those that hold up in court anyways. Now, the only person knows which one killed the peddler is the one that hit him. The We don't know who that was. So there ain't nothing to worry about. Now, my advice is all of you. Go home. Forget this whole thing.
I'll have to report this to the sheriff.
You can report all you want after we leave. Okay, fellas, let's go.
So that's the way it is, Jared.
Well, can you prove it was Kurt?
I sure can.
Well, reckon we ought to get on with it and call him in. Kurt.
Yeah?
Step into my office.
Sure, Sheriff. Oh, hello, Doc.
Hello, Kurt. What is it, Sheriff?
Kurt, where were you last night?
Me? Home, asleep.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Why?
Doc here says you was at his place. With some night riders.
Well, now, that's interesting. I suppose you recognize my lace pillowcase, hmm?
No, Kurt.
Something happened to the peddler last night, Kurt.
You don't say.
If you was in on it, I'd have to arrest you.
Oh, Sheriff, what makes you think I'd do a thing like that?
I recognize your voice, Kurt.
That ain't gonna hold up in any courtroom, Doc.
Oh, I can prove you were there.
Go ahead.
The men who came to my house last night drank some blackberry cider.
Ha-ha. You want to smell my breath, yeah?
Only it wasn't just blackberry. You see, I put gentian violet in it.
So?
Gentian violet is a powerful stain that I use for my microscope slide.
So?
So, every night rider who was at my place last night is going to be walking around with a purple tongue for about a week. Just like yours, Kurt.
Wait a minute. You ain't hanging no murder on me.
Who said anything about a murder, Kurt?
Nobody mentioned any murder, Kurt.
What? I thought somebody said...
Kurt, I think maybe you better hand over your gun.
Okay, Sheriff. I'll hand it over.
Barrel first.
Now, don't move, either of you.
Drop that gun, Kurt. You're just hanging yourself.
I'm getting out. Step into that cell, quick. That'll hold you for a while. I'm taking your horse, Sheriff. No use to follow me. I'll be over the border in 3 hours.
Good riddance, Kurt. Well, that's one of them we got rid of. And what about the rest?
As soon as we get out of here, we'll visit them one at a time, Sheriff. I got a feeling that now Kurt's gone, we can break up this business pretty easy.
Sheriff.
Doc.
Hi, Fred.
Now, what brings you?
Had a little trouble out of Doc's place last night, Fred.
Oh? Really?
Yeah.
Well, why come here?
Where were you last night, Fred?
Me? Why, asleep?
You were lying, Fred.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff.
You were with them night riders at Doc's. I can prove it.
Prove it?
Doc fed you boys some gentian violet. Every man that was there has a stain in his mouth, including you.
Sheriff, listen, I didn't want to get mixed up in that. When it started out, we was just having a little fun, more or less.
Beating up immigrant farmers? Running poor peddlers out of town?
Well, all the boys was in on it.
That'd make it all right.
Doc, believe me, if I'd have known they was going to kill that peddler...
Yeah.
What then? What would you have done, Fred?
Well,
I don't know.
Fred, I reckon you better come to the jail with me. All right, Doc, we'll round up the others on the way. Down, all of you. Quiet down. I reckon you men all know why you're here at the jailhouse. Every one of you has the evidence on him that he was one of the night riders at Doc Six Gun's place last night. Doc here is going to say a few words.
You men are here because you're all accessories to a murder. Now, I know most of you. You're family men, decent enough people. But you've got a lot of frustration and hate in you. So you get together and you do things that make you feel big and brave. Only they aren't so big and they aren't so brave when you stop and think about it. Look at each other. Go ahead. Without the pillowcases and the excitement, you're all sort of ashamed. Nobody looks much like a brave hero.
It was Kirk killed the peddler.
Yeah. Who said anything about the peddler being dead?
We saw it happen.
Pablo, come on out here.
He ain't dead.
That's right, Fred.
But you said we were accessory to a murder.
You are.
Who's murdered?
You men are guilty of murdering your own soul. What's decent and good in you?
It was all a trick.
If it was, it was done to try and bring you to your senses. To save you from what probably would have happened if you'd kept on with this night ride.
Doc is right, Fred.
Well, I never had my heart in it anyway.
Pablo, you want to bring charges against these men?
I have no wish to punish them, Sheriff. They have harmed themselves more than they have harmed me.
All right, boys. You're free to go home. Just remember, whenever you think about this, that you was made to see the light by a man who cures all kinds of sickness, including hate. Doc Six Guns.